Hi, I'm Sam, your resident fantasy reader.
And I'm Morgan, your romance reader, and we welcome you to Just One More Page.
Where it's never just one more page.
Alrighty, Morgan, last one, 2023.
I know. Well, actually, when we post this episode, it'll be, the last day of 2023, which is absolutely crazy. This has been like a crazy year, don't you think? I mean, you had a baby.
I know. I started the year with a baby in my belly, and now he's out there playing with my husband. And it's, I started nursing school. Like, this year went by so fast, but at the same time, like, it feels like I've done so much. And next year, it's going to be literally just as insane. I already got, like, things planned out till about July. Some really big stuff's happening in July for me. And I'm just like, geez, the train just keeps going faster and faster. And it just feels like it's never going to slow down.
Yeah. Well, that's life for you, you know?
Oh, I know.
I'm like, well, I'm excited for 2024. 2023 was interesting. I feel like I spent a lot of money on 2023 and what made a lot of adult decisions, which was crazy for me. Hopefully I'm done with that kind of aspect of my life and I can start looking at other things. And yeah, I think this year I'm going to travel more. My friend's getting married, and so I'm planning her bachelorette party, and we're going to go rent an Airbnb and going to decorate it. It's going to be so much fun. And then nice. I also think I'm going to do like a solo trip somewhere, which
good for you.
I'm you know, why not? Hopefully I won't get kidnapped, but you know,
Well, one of your trips needs to be up here to finally meet your nephew.
I know. One day I'm going to get up there and then I'm going to squish his face and be like, I know you. You don't know me, but by the way, how was your Christmas?
It was okay. I mean, what you would expect a Christmas to be for a 7-month-old. We kept trying to get him to tear the paper and he really could honestly have cared less about everything. But my parents, of course, spoiled him rotten, and so did his grandparents on my husband's side. So no, it was a good Christmas. I accidentally asked for the same gift from two different people and got it from two different people. So that was fun.
No. What was Derek's it? Derek's
like, so it's the Stormlight Archive series by Brandon Sanderson.
Which, I know. Luckily,
my mom got me the paperback, and I don't know how this ended up happening, but the paperbacks that she bought me, like, I don't know if you know how long these books are, but each one averages at about 1,000 pages. And the book she got me, it was like book one, part one, and then book one, part two. So it was 4 books, but it's only the first 2. But Derek got me the entire hardcover of all the books that are currently released. So it ended up working out because I wanted the hardcovers and I sent my mom the hardcovers, and then she got me the paperbacks, which I understand. The hardcovers were like $180, $175, something like that. It was expensive. Yeah. So I got all the hardcovers of that. So, but he's like, you need to stop giving people the same Christmas list. I was like, I didn't do it on purpose because I sent him my list, and then my mom did what she does every year, and she's just said, send me your book list. And so I just started rattling off books, and it just happened that was on the forefront of my brain. And I put it down. I didn't even think about it. And I was like, I realized it like a week ago, but at that point it was kind of too little too late. And I was like, what's the chances they're both going to get me it?
They did. Surprise.
Oops.
Surprise. By the way, talking about hardcover books, I went to the Barnes & Noble hardcover sale.
And 33% off.
Yeah, well, so last year the sale was 50% off, and it was crazy. Like, I think I went every year. So they did, this is the third time they've done a sale. The first year I went, it wasn't as busy as I expected it to be because I don't think a lot of people knew about it. The second year I went, it was later in the day, mostly because of the fact that I thought that the sale was online and in store, and all the books online just weren't not that great. So then I realized later on in the day, I was like, oh, shoot, it's in store too. Like, it's like 50% all books in store. So when I went, it was busy, and I talked to the workers, and the workers were like, yeah, the line was to the cafe and it was crazy and there was like nothing there. Well, I went yesterday. Yeah, I went on the first day, and I expected there to be a lot. Nope, not a lot of people. And I get it, because 33% off does not, and that's only if you're a member. If you're like, you only get 30% off if you're not a member, I'm pretty sure. But like, if you are a member, which I am, you do get, if you spend $50, you do get $20 rewards. So, you know, you do get a little bit more. I don't even know. I don't even know if it's really what saves more. I feel like the 50% just feels like you save more, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I had bought a bunch. I didn't buy too many books because I didn't want to go crazy. But I bought a cookbook I really wanted or a baking book I really wanted. And I think four more books. And I only spent, well, I had gift cards. So I only spent like $2. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's just showing me that I need to go back to Barnes & Noble and buy more books, you know? You know, treat myself. But hopefully mm-hmm. next year they'll do the 50% off. Because I'll be honest with you, Sam, when I went in, there was like no one there.
Well, yeah, because the sale wasn't as good as it has been. Like, and it was kind of a confusing sale because it was like 33% off, but then you get another 10% if you're this member. And then if you spend 50, then you get 20. And like, I think Barnes & Noble was trying to hype up their new membership program. And that's what they were like the reason for the sale, the way it was set up. But it was really confusing for anybody. And I had to watch a TikTok for someone to explain how the sale was running. And then even then, like, when you see 50% off hardcovers, that's going to pull people in more than being like, it's 33% off. And then you get $20 if you spend 50. Like, nobody wants to hit a spending limit. They just want to get a sale. And it's also in Barnes & Noble's best interest to start getting rid of stock because we're getting ready to go into 2024 and all the new books that are coming out. So it's good to get rid of it. And then, like, at least you didn't have to destroy it or send it to an overstock warehouse somewhere. So
yeah, exactly.
Make any sense.
I just feel like they're just trying to get more people to sign up for their membership, and that's why they're doing it, which is, you know, it is what it is. They did give out dollar totes, like you know, the cheap totes. So that was, I mean, that was good enough. But, you know, hopefully next year they'll be like, we know, we should do better.
We done messed up.
We messed up and we need to do better. Because believe me, that 50% off sale, everyone went crazy. I'm telling you, there was like nothing on the shelves for months afterwards, which was absolutely crazy. But anyways, so I'm really excited about this episode, Sam, because this is such a fun episode because I feel like this is the perfect episode where we get to recap everything that, you know, not everything we read, but obviously, but we get to recap like the year and recap like all the episodes we did together because we did 42 episodes all together. I did 36 with you, and then you went on maternity leave, and I did 6 with guests, which was, I'll be honest with you, Sam, doing guests, that it was like, I know I sound really personable on the podcast, but I'll be honest with you, I suffer from extreme anxiety, and so just like, I would sit on my computer for like 10 minutes before I would record with anyone, and I'd be like, oh my God, this is going to be so bad. This is going to be so bad. This is going to be so bad. And it would never, it wasn't that bad. But yeah, we had some amazing guests. But I do have some questions I do want to ask you about the books, you know, we read so far this year. You know, did you have a favorite podcast book that you read this year, Sam?
7% of Roe Devereaux, I think was like one of my favorite books for the year, which ironically you would think it would have been Abigail Owens, or it would have been The Dark Air, which we just read. But I remember just loving the 7% of Roe Devereaux. And it was one of the earlier books that we read this year.
Yeah.
So I guess that's my like ultimate favorite. And then I have like a bunch of like honorable mentions as it goes down.
Oh.
So like I said, the Abigail Owens book, and then The Rosewood Hunt and Dark Air were some of my favorite books.
So my favorite book so far for the podcast, at least, was Rosewood Hunt, Studying Drowning, 7% of Roe Devereaux, Love Match, Gwen and Art Are Not in Love. And I was going to put Dark Air on this list, but I feel like I just like Dark Air because I like the writer. So maybe Dark Air, I'm not 100% certain. But did you read any, like, first off, how many books did you read for this year?
I read 37.
Okay.
So 36 plus one that wasn't on the podcast.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you what your favorite books, like personal books, were this year.
Yeah. The only book I read this year, and it was because I hopped on the hype train real hard when I went on maternity leave, was The Fourth Wing. Yep.
Yeah. So So right now I'm going through a little bit of a reading slump. I have started 5 different books so far this week. I've started a bunch and I have not finished any. So I'm at 100 books so far. Last year I read 120 something. This year is only 100 books. But my favorite book so far this year was, of course, Bloodmark by Tracy Dawn, Curse of the Special Queen by, and this is by Jenny Elder Monk, which I absolutely love. I'm actually reading the second book in the series currently. Hopefully I'll finish it. The Future King by Robin Snyder. Icebreaker by Hannah Grace, which was a book that I was very surprised, and I absolutely love it. The Summer Girl by Elle Kennedy, which made me an Elle Kennedy stand. Him by Sabrina Bowen and Elle Kennedy. Delicious Monsters by Leslie Sandberg, which is absolutely fantastic. You should definitely read it. It's amazing. And Woke Up Like This by Amy Lee. And then lastly, Emergency Contact by Lauren Lane. But yeah, I absolutely love those books. And I can't wait for like the newer books are coming out, because I know that Icebreaker is going to have a third book, which I'm super, super excited about. But yeah, I'm so excited that I was able to read all these books. But side note, do you have a worst book that you read? Like, what's your worst podcast book?
Mother of the River.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was bad. You want, so
that one I think was our lowest rated. I think I rated it 1 star.
Yeah. Okay.
It was just bad. It, like, the writing made no sense. And it was just all over the place. And it was not a good book.
So this is a book that we did not read together, and this is The Darkling. I read this with Melissa, who's absolutely fantastic. I absolutely love her. But The Darkling, here's the thing. When we had guests on, or when I had guests on the podcast, I gave the guests an option to choose a book. And Melissa was nice enough to be like, hey, here's 3 options. And I saw The Darkling by Sonia Mara, like their TikToks. And it was like, I don't know if you've seen The Darkling TikToks of them promoting books. It's absolutely fantastic. I got clickbaited into it. I was like, I want to read this book because the TikToks that this writer is making is absolutely fantastic. And then I read the book and I remember, hey, I'm a romance reader. I really don't get fantasy. While she absolutely loved the book, I was like, I'm confused. I don't know anything about this book. So no offense to Melissa, but I was a huge fan of that book. Also, This is the Way the World Ends by Jen Walder. The Last Girl Standing by Jennifer Dugan and The Mother of River. Well, The Last Girl Standing, I had other expectations about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, I agree.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go a different way than way it went. So I was really, really kind of confused about where, like, I was not confused. I was really disappointed at how the book ended. Because, you know, Sam, I really wanted to throw that book. I was like, what the hell? No, I don't like it. I was going to ask you, like, what your worst favorite or worst books you read, but you only read 1 personal book.
Yeah.
So is it 4th Wing or?
Okay. So 4th Wing is like a mid-range book for me. Yeah. I don't feel like I enjoyed it for what it was, but it doesn't fit the hype. Now, the last line of this book, it will blow your freaking mind because it's just a huge freaking plot twist. But to get to that point was a struggle bus.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I would be reading it and then I would be like, eh, I'm bored. And I set it down and then I pick it back up. And I don't know why I kept going with it. Cause honestly, every time I set it back down, I was like, I'm not going to finish this book. But then I was like, nah, I want to know what happens at the end. I don't want to like flip to the end. Yeah. So I just finished it. And it was, I mean, I've got the second book. I've only read 2 chapters in it and I just can't do it. I hate DNFing books. I cannot do it.
So my coworker read 4th Wing or read the second book. What's the second book called?
Iron Flame.
Okay, so she read Iron Flame, and she was telling me the same thing where she couldn't get into it. It was like literally toward the center of the book did it really start taking off.
And
yeah. Yeah, so especially if you don't have a lot of time to read, it's kind of like you don't want to fight through all of it to get to the middle of the book. Yeah, so my worst books I read so far this year, or I guess this year, was Spin Me Right Round by David Vales. I think I talked about this book last year, or no, last like mid podcast wrap up. I absolutely did not like this book at all. And then I think that's the only book I really didn't like. Every other book I rated like 3 stars. This is the only book that I rated like 1 star because I really did not like it. Besides like the podcast books, Is there, so we did read a bunch of series.
Yeah.
So far this year, we read the Ashley N. Rostek series, which was,
thank God that's witness- done.
That is done. We read how many? There's 5 books, and we did 3-4 episodes on this book, right? Because I think we missed the second one.
Yeah, we missed the second one. We did four
episodes of Ashley N. Rostek's Witness Protection. And by the way, after I read this book, because you know, I just like it because it feels like a fan fiction and the angst mm-hmm. and the like, oh my God, there's a murderer, blah, blah, blah. But then like someone made a very important point that she's a teenager. Like she is in high school and she's having sexual relationships with older men. And I just did not, it just didn't click with me that like, oh yeah, this is a little problematic. But I just pretend that they're not related and that, yeah. and that they're not like, she's not in high school, because that's kind of weird now that I think about it.
Well, I mean, she's conveniently 18 years old or 19. I think she has a birthday, so she's 19. Legalize it a little bit.
She's legal.
It's legal, legal.
The other series we read was that from that, right? Oh, Abigail Owens.
Mm-hmm.
We read The Stolen Throne. Would you want to read another one of her books or like?
Yeah, I mean, she only has one more. So, because it's a trilogy. So of course, like we've already done the first two. So I want to finish that. Yeah. I also want to finish, of course, C.S. Picot. That'll mm-hmm. probably come out in 2029. So who knows?
God, no.
And then I kind of want to continue on with this Dark Descent, but I don't feel like that's something you'd want to go on with. So it might be something I do personally.
I think I like Dark Descent because Dark Descent is with the horses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would want to
go on with it. Yeah, because I know it had its problems, but I definitely enjoyed that book.
I enjoyed it. Like that, I actually enjoyed the book. So I definitely would want to finish that book or finish that book series.
Yeah.
So is there any books that you thought that were going to be like great and then we read them, you're like,
I really wanted to like The Last Girl Standing. And mm-hmm. I was kind of disappointed on that one. Although I did put it down like a favorite plot twist, because that was one of my favorite plot twists. But I don't know. It was kind of odd. And yeah, I would definitely say The Last Girl Standing.
Yeah. I think for me, I mean, I didn't like The Last Girl Standing, but the book that I think most disappointed me was Bookshop and Bone Dust, because there is so much hype around that book, and when we read it I expected this like amazing book, but I just didn't really understand the hype, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think the fault we had with it was that we didn't start at the beginning.
Yeah,
even though each book could be read as a standalone, it really probably would have made more sense. And a lot of people say it makes a lot more sense if you went with the first one and then read this one, even though they're not necessarily like series.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I kind of feel like I wanted, I don't know. Sometimes when TikTok hypes stuff up or people book talk mm-hmm. hype stuff up, sometimes like I get disappointed. I just need to not listen to anyone and just read the books I want to read.
Yeah.
So is there any books that kind of surprised you by like, you know, that you surprisingly liked, or a book that you were like, oh, I really, really like this, that you didn't think you were going to? I think mine's The Dark Descent, because I, like I said before, I'm not a fantasy reader and I actually really, really quite liked it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm going back with the 7% of Rodevro. I did not even want to start that book.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I had a hard time even wanting to start the book. And I just remember being like, ugh, I got to do this. And then I actually ended up enjoying it. So that was like a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
I can't really think of any of the other ones. We read a lot of romance this year.
We did.
So, I mean, I definitely like, I think I hit my stride with romance.
Yeah.
I really liked The Love Match, which I think we read very, very, very early on in the year.
Yep.
So that one was a pleasantly surprised book for sure, because I was like, it was definitely like the way it was marketed as kind of like a Jane Austen-esque style book. I was like, I don't know, you're going to have to like really live up to it, because I love Jane Austen. And yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised. I really enjoyed that book.
I was really surprised because I really, really also liked this other book I read with another podcast guest named Kaylee. Mm-hmm. I think I can't remember how to pronounce her name, so I do apologize. Because she told me how to pronounce it when we recorded recorded. Callie. So I do Callie. That's what it is. Callie. Yeah. It looks like Kaylee, but it's Callie. We read Master of Crows, which is actually another romance, fantasy, spicy book. And that one was absolutely amazing. So that one was really good too, because I was really stressed out about reading it because I was like, I don't think it's going to be that good. And then I read it. I was like, oh, wait, this is really good. And also another book though is, so I had one of my friends, Rosie, come onto the podcast and I let her choose a book to read. And she, of course, chose those barbarian books.
Iceland of Barbarians.
Yes. And I get it. Okay. I get it now. I understand. So that book really surprised me too, because I actually really did like it. And it's really funny too, because like she makes fun of me all the time for liking spicy books and everything like that. And I'll be honest with you, everyone does, not in like a mean way, but just like a teasing way, because I tend to like blush really easily and freak out. And so she had me read these books. And I was like, my eyes, I was like, oh my goodness. Cause there's a lot of spice in those books, but it's actually really good. It's a fun book to read. Yeah. That's not too serious, which I absolutely really really like.
So going back to books that I wanted to like, but because I low-key need to get glasses because I can't read nothing. I really wanted to love 40 Words for Love by Aisha Saeed, which was like the people who came through the tree.
That one was not good.
They were told like they can't go so far off this perimeter and stuff, and when I read the description of that book, I was so excited because what I thought it was going to be and what it was two totally different things. And we were catfished so hard with it. And I was so sad about it. Like, oh, I wanted that book to be good and it wasn't.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Actually, when I was looking up at our notes, like all the books we read, I saw that one. I was like, ooh, I should have mentioned that one too. Because that one was a book that I don't think was as good as I thought it was going to be. And I do agree with you. It just like the description, we just got catfish, basically. We got catfish so for this hard. Book, okay?
So hard. We need to make a catfish list for this year.
I know we do. Because seriously, I feel like we got catfished a couple of times.
Because we need to warn the listeners about what books are about to catfish the crap out of them.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. Especially because like, what book was it last year? Message Not Found.
Yes.
We got catfished with that book last year. Like, so talking about being catfished, was there any books that are like plot lines of books that had the perfect plot twist?
Okay. So like I said, I wasn't a big fan of the book, but I appreciated the plot twist. And that was The Last Girl Standing by Jennifer Dugan. Yeah. Because I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming. It was, and I really don't want to spoil the crap out of it, but all I can say is that how this book got set up and then how it actually ended, you're just like, you just sit there and you're like, what? What just happened? And you kind of have to like reread the last couple pages to like really soak in what just happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I honestly think that I wanted to throw the book when I read the plot twist. I was like, nope. Yeah. I'm done. I'm done with this book. No, thank you. No more. Also, I felt that way about Dark Air too, because there is not really a plot twist, but there's stuff that happens. And you're like, what the? Like, I mean, it is a plot twist with what happened with one of the side characters that made my jaw drop. And I was like, no. Yeah. So I definitely think that Dark Air was my plot twist. I don't think anything else was very much of a plot twist after that. I'm trying to look at our list and see. Not really.
Yeah, there really wasn't much. I mean, most of what we read was primarily fantasy, or not fantasy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Brain's not working. This is me on no sleep and my kiddos cutting teeth. Romance. You kind of know how the romance is going to end.
Yeah.
So there really wasn't too much of like, wasn't very a plot twisty year.
Yeah, you know what I think we should do for next year, Sam?
What?
We should make a story, what's it called?
Story graph, storyboard, graph. Story. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, story graph for the podcast. Like, because it'd be cool, because, you know, I don't have time. I don't know about you, Sam, but I don't have time, especially at the end of the year, to, like, really sit down and write up, like, you know, what type of books he read, like, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So I think if we use StoryGraph, we can maybe next year during our recap, we can sit down and we can like actually look at
look at our statistics.
You know, like, yeah, that'd be fun to do. Okay. I'm future Morgan. Listen to this podcast and write it down.
I'm already downloading StoryGraph right now because I have a StoryGraph, so I'll have to like sign out of it, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah. That'd be cool to do.
No,
okay, new idea for the podcast. But also, I was going to ask you, did you have any favorite writers that you got from the podcast? Like any books that you read from the podcast that you're like, ooh, I really like this writer?
Not really.
No?
I mean, we kind of already are reading some of my favorite writers, which is C.S. Picott and Abigail Owens.
Yeah.
After that, I don't know, nothing outside of maybe Roe Devereaux's author, which my brain will not remember, let me remember the author's name. There wasn't really a specific author that like stood out to me this year.
So yeah,
there's not. This Dark Descent was good. I think that was a debut author, and we're probably gonna continue with her. But I think that's about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at the list, and I don't think there's been any. Right. I mean, a lot of the writers I already know, like Emily Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen Gu. I don't really see. I mean, Ashley Ann Rostock, we know. Maybe Lexi Crocher, because I really, really like the way that they wrote Arthur in the novel and made me hysterically laugh.
Yeah.
So maybe her, but I don't really think so either. I'm not really quite sure which ones are like the writers, but I know like. This year, I really fell in love with Elle Kennedy, and I also fell in love with Sabrina Bowen. They're writing, also Hannah Grace. So there's been so many like new writers I wrote that I really, really, or that I wrote. I'm sorry, no, that I read. Can you tell that I'm also tired too? That I read that I really, really, really like. That I found this year that I really like. So, did you have any books that you saw that you really, really like standalone books? That you want another book from, like a book that ended that you would like a second book to?
Yeah, I would say The Rosewood Hunt. I definitely would like more from Study and Drowning. I kind of want more from too, especially with how that ended.
Yes.
Of course, we're going to get This Dark Ascent, which that's a series.
Yeah.
I kind of want Made of Stars to get more.
Made of Stars gave me trauma.
Listen, that book, like I know how it ended, but there are still characters that like don't really have an ending. Like we never like got like completion with them. So yeah. I would love to know what the heck happened to them. And then also, This Is the Way the World Ends. I just want like a continuation of it because it was really kind of a weird book. And I feel like if it got fleshed out more, it would be way more interesting. But yeah, I think those are the ones.
Yeah. No, I that book gave me emotionally trauma, so no thank you. I hate you. But I really, really love The Rosewood Hunt. I would love to have another book with the same kind of characters figuring out another kind of mystery. I feel like that'd be a lot of fun. But, I mean, I will say in The Rosewood Hunt, things got solved really fast, but I would like something to be more kind of spread out. But definitely The Rosewood Hunt. They were definitely my favorite.
Well, the thing I liked about The Rosewood Hunt, too, was, like, everything was being solved really fast, but then it also got explained why everything was being solved so quickly.
Yeah
like there was a reason. It wasn't just like for plot point. It was like there was a specific reason why things kind of came really easily to her.
Yeah, so I mean it does make sense. I just like I like a book that's a little bit more like we have to figure this puzzle and then all of a sudden it hits and you're like, oh my goodness.
Right.
Then again, I'm reading a book like that now where everything's kind of getting solved a little bit fast, but it's okay because the adventure is good and the romance is good. So I don't mind. So question, Sam, for next year, for 2024.
Okay.
Well, how many books do you want to – how many books are you going to read? How many books are you
going to
read?
I am not going to set a Goodreads goal this year.
No.
No, because I – well, first of all, the first, 5 months of this year is my last semester of RN school. So outside of the podcast, I'm not really going to be reading much like personally. And then I feel like with me, when I try to set a goal, it's like I have this like existential dread of a deadline that I have to hit. So this year is just going to, I'm not going to be trying to buy any books. the caveat to that is if I own the first book of a series and I liked it, and I have to like it, not just like, oh, it was okay, then I'll go get the second book. But I'm going to try and make a dent in my TBR this year. So I'm going to try and not buy any new books unless they're podcast related, or if I own the first one, enjoyed it, and wanted to go get the second one. So there's no, there's going to be, I mean, I think I'm going to track how many books I've read, but I'm not going to try to hit a goal of a certain number of books.
Mm. Well, I applaud you for not buying books, because I tried to do that, and that, I mean, it kind of worked out. It kind of did a little bit. I didn't go as crazy as I did last year. Last year I went absolutely crazy and bought so many books. This year, not so much. Mm-hmm. But I think that this year, like, I know you don't like setting goals. I like setting goals. The satisfaction of putting red on Goodreads, give me that high. I know I'm weird, okay? I know I am. But, like, the high of being like, yes, I accomplished this. I tried to do 150 books this year. I tried. And then halfway through the year, I just changed it because I felt like it was just too much. And there are people who can read books. Like, I think it was, like, maybe, like, October, and someone posted, like, I read 200 books. So I'm like, 200 books so far? Like, who –
Listen, that person has no life. Like, when did you go and eat food?
It's called audiobooks. I feel like people, but that's the thing. This year, I'm trying my hardest not to read audio or listen to audiobooks. So I'm not saying that audiobooks are not a way of reading, because it definitely is. But I feel like the more I read, the better I am at writing. And if I just listen to audiobooks all the time, it's not going to help me like write better. So I'm trying to read more books than write books, if that, or then listen to books.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
So my goal this year is I'm going to try to do 125.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a little bit more better for me. I think I could definitely do it. I'm going to do 125. I'm not gonna say I'm never gonna buy books, but I want to be like realistic about it. A lot of times when I go to bookstores, I won't even read the description of books, and I'll just buy it off the cover. So I say this as the books I bought yesterday were not due to the cover, so don't judge me. But I'm gonna try my hardest this year to actually read the books, the description of the books, and get books I think I'm going to like, and not books that are pretty, because I have so many books on my TBR bookshelf that I just got because I thought they were pretty.
Yeah. Now, I do have one specific reading goal, and that is I'm going to be attempting to complete the Stormlight Archive before the fifth book comes out, which I don't know if you know how many pages that is, but that's over 5,000 pages.
Why is it so many words? What?
I don't know, but I've already started the first one, and I'm already 100 pages in, and it really wasn't that hard to like get through.
Wait. Are the pages really thin, or are the words really small? Like, I'm trying to comprehend. Like, how many words is that?
383,389. The second book has 399,000. The third book has 451,000 and some change. And I just lost it because that's a novella. And then The Rhythm War is 455,000. So it's well over 2.2 million words.
Damn, that's a lot of words.
That is a lot of words. But I've heard that this is one of the best, like, hands down fantasy series of our generation. Like, it's at the level of, like, J.R.R. Tolkien. Oh, and wow. I am, like, and not necessarily the hype train, but it's definitely because the fifth book's coming out, it's definitely become a little more like mainstream. And that's the other thing too. I'm going to try and not have TikTok influence my reading, because it's influenced it way too much. And I miss like when we were in high school and middle school and we went into Barnes and Noble not knowing what books we wanted and like discovering books versus having seen everything all over TikTok and like going in with like these like specific lists. Like, I miss the magic of finding books. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I definitely want to like, I want to start eating through some of my TBR. And then once I've started eating through some of my TBR and like have taken it down a little bit, I definitely want to get back into like the magic of like discovering books and discovering authors again.
I understand where you come from. Like, cause like, I'll be honest with you, there are books that I'll read. Like, our example, there's a book recently that I was going to read because it was like something to do with ice skating, and it's like when he does this and he like comes up and he protects her, but that never happens in the book.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, I feel like we get catfished so much with TikTok, and I don't know. I mean, I'm on TikTok all the time, and I also make videos like that where I try to get people to read books. So I think I do agree with you. I think getting back to the time where you can just like find a good book on the bookshelf. Although, Sam, I know you said you don't want to buy books, but I'm going to say right now, when you're done with your school, you know I'm coming up. And you know we know we're going to go book shopping, girl.
Well, I'll save all of my – I have gift cards, so I will save my gift cards.
I'm going to – I think what I'm going to do for my – because my birthday, I try to have money for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to like randomly buy Barnes & Noble gift cards.
Yeah.
And just save them my money that way. I also do want to give a special thanks, though, to all our guests that we had on the podcast this year. So we had our – you know – we had the Fickless. We had my friend Rosie. We had Trina, a.k.a. Crack the Spine. We had Melissa, a.k.a. Melissa Reeds. Kaylee Reeds. And then Bill Reeds, which is – Bill Reeds is the one that I freaked out about the most. I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe he's on the podcast. And he's such a sweet guy and absolutely adore him. And he just released another book, so you should go check it out. And then we also were on
the podcast. We were also a guest on a podcast this year. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
That was an interesting experience.
That was.
And then we also had a writer on the podcast. Was it this year we had the writer on the podcast?
Yes, it was Jameson Thomas Meyer. And we discussed his book Before and After. And then he was like super duper kind enough to send us copies that were signed.
Yeah.
And like he was like the nicest person ever, and so was his boyfriend. And oh my god, it was so random because they like reached out to us, and I was like, "Is this a scam? What's going on?"
Yeah,
and it ended up being like a really cool experience. So we did a lot.
It was great.
This year.
Yeah, we did so much this year. Hopefully next year we will do even more, collaborate with more people, maybe go on a panel or two. I don't know. We'll see what's gonna happen. I feel
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I have high hopes. I also feel like I know I've been slacking a lot on, you know, promoting the podcast and doing all this extra social media stuff.
Was on my side.
Oh, your side too.
Yeah, I feel like, listen, like the next 5 months are gonna be like I'll probably post like once a month or once a week just to like promote what we're reading that week. But like once school is done and I'm like in my actual like real work life, I am determined to like start making more TikToks and start like really honing in on our Instagram, because I love this podcast and I feel like it could be so much more than it already is. Like it already is so much, but I feel like it could be so much more. I really love it. It's our passion project right now, but I really feel like it could be something. And for 2024, I definitely want to see us like grow even more than what we already have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this year I'm going to try my hardest, because I really – I also feel like sometimes I do get really burnt out from TikTok because I have to post 3 times a day. And it's – well, that's what I want to do 3 times a day, because I feel like it helps you grow. But I'm going to try to work it out in a way where I'm not going to get so burnt out. And I would love to – I know I said this last year or this year that I want to start the YouTube channel. And I really do. So I want to work towards that. I definitely want to be more – have more of a social influence. Not influence. Mm-hmm. Is that the word I'm looking for? Influence, social
presence. Like a presence. Like more of a social presence.
Yeah. And I want to – like this year my hopes and dreams is that we hit like at least – I know last year I said 10,000, but I want to say again 10,000 on all our social media platforms, on Instagram and on TikTok, because I honestly think that if we are consistent and we post and, you know, we will hopefully get there. I also would love to do some like interviews with some writers, and who knows, maybe go on a panel or two after Sam's done with school. Maybe we can travel and go to some book cons, and maybe, just maybe, one day we can release some like cool merch. Ew, that'd be weird to think about.
That'd be so weird. Cool.
Oh, no, I don't like it. That's weird to think
about. Why? Why? It'd be so cool.
Because it makes me feel, like, anxious, because people would actually like us.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, I have anxiety. But anyways, I don't know what else you want to add, Sam.
For everybody who has listened to us this year, thank you. We appreciate all of you. Our total right now of downloads in the 2 years that we've had this podcast is over 3,000 downloads, which is just mind blowing because I didn't think like more than me and Morgan would listen to this podcast, to be perfectly honest. So we appreciate all of you. Thank you for all the guests who came and helped this podcast keep going while I was on maternity leave. You guys don't understand how unbelievably grateful we are for you guys to have come and spoken with Morgan and kind of just like helped us get through that little hump while I was having my kiddo. We love you all. I love you, Morgan. I'm so grateful for this podcast. And aww, we hope that everybody has a fabulous New Year's evening and be safe. And we will see you all on the other side in 2024.
Ooh, 2024. Anyways, if you enjoyed this podcast and you want to support us and make us, you know, last forever, then don't forget to rate us on Spotify as it does help push our podcast out there. Also remember to follow us on other social media. We have a YouTube channel, and also remember to follow us wherever you can get, like, you know, podcasts like Audible and Spotify and Apple. And Sam, of course, will tell you about the rest of our socials.
So if you think we are absolutely hilarious, which in fact, my friends, we are, we do have our TikTok, as we were just talking about. It is Just One More Page Official. And then we also have our Instagram, TikTok is Just More Page Podcast, and Instagram is Just One More Page Official. You think after doing this for 2 years, I don't remember what our social tags are. So go ahead and follow us on there. Come stalk us, slide into our DMs. Come follow us as we try to hit our goal of 10,000 on each. Ooh. We love you all, and we hope you have a very happy, happy new year. And I can't believe it's 2024.
I know, it's crazy. Okay, bye, right, everyone.
Bye.